Two things drove the market down today: jobs and COVID-19. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the second day of October. Thanks for being with us again today. Tesla reported great sales numbers, but, yeah, not pretty. Women continue to drop out of the labor force. Maybe it's cold outside or getting that way. And what might you think is in short supply in New York City and elsewhere? Airbnb is seeking cash. We've got the Wall Street Report. And you are listening to more of The Spoken Word. Those stories, plus, for fun, it's Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine and stuff to do in the Des Moines Metro. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company, at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the business news headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can reach us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the markets were rattled today by two events. The first was the revelation that President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump both tested positive for COVID-19. That followed yesterday's announcement that close advisor to the president, Hope Hicks, had also tested positive. The president and first lady will now self-quarantine for the next couple of weeks. Meanwhile, this throws the election in for just 4 weeks away, another curveball. The other thing that happened today was that the Labor Department said U.S. employers added fewer than expected jobs in September, like 661 jobs. That was roughly 220,000 fewer jobs than economists had expected. And yeah, Wall Street didn't much like it, and I'll share those numbers in just a bit. Today, Tesla reported record sales for the third quarter, but its high-flying stock still suffered a sell-off on the news. The electric automaker delivered over 139,000 cars in the quarter, easily clearing the previous record of 112,000 cars that it delivered in the last 3 months of last year before the pandemic. To top it all off, Tesla's gain also outperformed other traditional automakers, most of whom reported lower third-quarter sales compared to a year ago. Yet, Tesla's shares closed down by 7%. Analysts said it was a knee-jerk reaction and that the stock should rebound in the coming days and weeks. Despite the drop today, Tesla shares are still up by nearly 400% for the year. As the economy slowly tries to recover during the coronavirus pandemic, new data shows that women are still being disproportionately impacted by today's crisis, and the numbers are awful. Between August and September, nearly 1.1 million workers aged 20 and over dropped out of the labor force, meaning they are no longer working or looking for work. Of those 1.1 million workers, 865,000 of them are women. That's a number that's four times higher than the number of men who also left the workforce. Emily Martin of the National Women's Law Center said that as families struggle to figure out how to keep their jobs while also making sure their children are cared for and they are learning, well, it's women that are being pushed out of the workforce. While all women are undoubtedly feeling the brunt of today's pandemic, Martin adds that Black women and Latinos are still seeing the highest rates of unemployment, saying, quote, "This is demonstrating the ways COVID-19 is deepening the already sharp inequalities of our economy," end quote. Well, here's something you might not have heard about. New York City restaurants are banking on expanded outdoor dining to survive the winter. But good luck finding a heat lamp. The heaters, which are pivotal equipment as bars and restaurants try to extend outside dining, are in short supply. A rush of orders and shipping delays from China have driven up prices and created backlogs that could run into next year. But it's not just New York that's finding out how expensive it can be to lengthen the outside dining experience. The shortage of heat lamps, which can run from about $150 to as much as $1,500 each, is the latest headache for an industry that's teetering on the brink of collapse. Outdoor tables at restaurants that have them have been a way to do social distancing and make a little money. But the cold weather is on the way, and heat lamps may be just another Hail Mary for an industry that's in deep trouble. According to Reuters, Airbnb is aiming to raise about $3 billion in an initial public offering targeted for December. The home-sharing startup is one of the most highly anticipated IPOs of the year, and it almost didn't happen after the COVID-19 pandemic sapped global travel. But San Francisco-based Airbnb has bounced back quicker than it expected, as people sought long-term rural rentals to escape pandemic hotspots and take advantage of work-from-home regulations. The rebound in Airbnb's fortunes could also help boost its public valuation. According to Reuters, it could be worth more than $30 billion, and that would be a significant increase from the $18 billion Airbnb was valued at in April, when it raised $2 billion in debt from investors at the depth of the pandemic. Well, it was not a good day on Wall Street as stocks finished the day much lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the day down 134 points, or 0.4%, at 27,682. The S&P 500 declined by 0.9, and the NASDAQ slumped a whopping 2.2%. But the stock market did finish the week higher, the Dow Industrials by 1.9%, and the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite both increased by 1.5%. Airline stocks climbed after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she was willing to pass a standalone COVID-19 airline relief bill and asked the airlines to delay job cuts that started this week. United Airlines, Delta, and Southwest all finished higher on that news. Meanwhile, tech stocks got hammered during the session, with Netflix, Alphabet, Apple, and Amazon all finishing lower. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives passed a slimmed-down $2.2 trillion stimulus package. It won't be considered in the Senate, adding to doubts about any near-term relief for the millions of Americans who have lost their jobs during the pandemic. And finally, there is this. You. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You are listening to more and more, no, not music, but the spoken word. You know, stuff like this podcast. According to Edison Research's ongoing Share of the Ear study, just under 3/4 of the time people spend with audio is with music. But 26% of the time is spent listening to audio, the spoken word. And that is significant. You see, just 6 years ago, it was 80% of people going to music and 20% going to the spoken word. Now it's at 26%. The fact that spoken word is chipping away at music is interesting and points to more and more talk radio shows like this and podcasting as a whole. So now you know what we know, right? Hey, coming up next, it's Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine and stuff to do in the Metro this weekend into next week.